Das ist Ihre Millionenchance. Jetzt im Lotto-Jackpot. 19 Millionen Euro. 19 Millionen Euro.
Lotto Bayern. Nimm dein Glück in die Hand.
Spielteilnahme ab 18. Chance auf den Höchstgewinn 1 zu 140 Millionen. Glücksspiel kann süchtig machen. Hilfe unter bzga.de.
This is Esther Abrami. Welcome to Woman in Classical, the podcast where I meet with inspiring women from the classical music world and discuss their unique careers, the challenges that they face, and the insights that they'd wish to have known when entering the music business. Today, we welcome organist Anna Lapwood, the youngest person to hold the position of director of music at an Oxbridge college. She's also a broadcaster, a presenter, a conductor, and a TikToker. Today, we will be discussing having multiple careers, the importance of disagreement, and what it means to play like a girl. Hello, my name is Esther Abrami, and I'm here interviewing women in classical music. Today, we have the wonderful Anna Lapwood. Welcome.
It's so lovely to see you at last, finally.
Yes, absolutely. The first question I wanted to ask is about your beginnings. So kind of what made you choose to start music and have a career in music?
I kind of feel like I just didn't even think there was another option when I was growing up. I don't know if you have the same thing, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like it just, I think when I was really little, I went through a phase of wanting to be a maid for a while, I think because I liked the little apron. And then I wanted to be a vet, but then I realized I was scared of animals, so that wasn't going to work. And then by the age of about 8, I just thought, right, I want to be a musician, that's it. But I had never really kind of thought I want to be a pianist or a violinist. I just wanted to be a musician, and then it wasn't until much later that I focused.
And so you started with the piano?
Yeah, piano and violin. Then I just loved sort of seeing how you could transfer skills from one instrument to another. So seeing how you could take a piece and play it on the piano and then play on the violin, and it would sound different and gain different characteristics. And then I just went nuts and took up literally every instrument I could get my hands on. And my parents went a little bit mad. I would go into a charity shop and see a trumpet or something and be like, I just want to try.
And are your parents musicians?
My dad played the violin very nicely, and my mum, she plays the guitar and sings a little bit. So it was kind of a house that was full of music, even if they aren't actually musicians.
That's really nice. Yeah, I thought when I was little, I wanted to become a florist. I think I was just like, yeah, loved flowers. Anyway, and then after when I was, I was about 8, 9 when I picked up my violin, my first violin, and then for lessons anyway. And then I straight away was like, yeah, that's what I want to do. But I guess, I never had a plan B in a way. It never came across my mind, which is weird.
And I realize in a way that that shows our privilege, the fact that we just thought that that's something that we could do. But at the same time, I mean, I'm guessing it's the same with you, that the sacrifices that we both would have made along the way.
I didn't know when I made that decision when I was 8 years old that that was actually... I don't think I knew what was coming. Anyway,
I don't think anyone ever does.
What has been the biggest highlights in your career so far? I mean, I know there's many.
It's difficult, isn't it? I think one big one recently was making my solo debut at the Proms. I think particularly because it was this September and it was after 2 years of cancellations. Yeah. You know what it's been like. And suddenly being in a concert hall, I mean, absolutely packed Albert Hall, sort of 6,000 people.
It's amazing.
And I remember sitting down at the organ at the beginning, and it was just, well, I was making sure everything was set up, ready to go. And there's that kind of buzz. And when you're playing the organ, you have a mirror often to look at the conductor. So I looked in this mirror while I sat there, and I could just see the Prommers. I mean, my entire field of vision was full of people. And I just had a moment of going, oh my God. Oh my gosh, I'm at the Proms. And then holding the last chord, you just sit there and this huge sound. And I just had tears like streaming down my face. So that was a highlight. But then I think the sort of more general highlight is seeing young people experience the sort of joy of music, and working with my girls' choir, a topical for women in music, seeing them turn up as really, really shy young girls who can't really sing by themselves. And by the end of their time in the choir, seeing them turn into young women who can confidently sing a solo, and seeing the transformative power of music, I mean, that never gets old.
And I love how you actually share all of these moments on social media. Like, especially I saw some TikTok videos going actually like viral of you playing on the organ. And even in, I think it was, wasn't that one of them in the Royal Albert Hall when you're playing. And it's just amazing to actually yeah, to share these moments because it is so inspiring to yeah. see.
But I think like I love watching what you do on social media as well, because I think it's so important that we show people that classical musicians are human beings yeah. and we are imperfect.
Yeah.
Because I think if we're going to encourage more people into classical music, are they more likely to take it up if they see someone absolutely perfect who plays all the right notes, or if they see someone who they can relate to yeah. who shares that kind of the good and the bad, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of the time we have this image, and I surely did as well when I was growing up, of you're either professional or studying, and that you'd never see the journey to get there. And you think that once you're, I don't know, what happens, you just become professional at some point yeah. and then you never play a wrong note in your life and everything is going well for you and there's never any problem. And it's so not like that. So for me, yeah, it was a sort of big thing of showing the journey and showing the journey, because when I started posting, I was still studying so showing the journey from being a student to trying to make it my profession, and even like, you know, sharing practice sessions, which I know you do, like you go live a lot, like just sharing the actual truth behind all of that.
But have you always, have people always supported you sharing on social media, or has it been a slightly mixed?
It's been slightly mixed. Yeah. I think, yeah. I was actually, I think that comes up to the second question, which I was going to ask, which is, have you had, and I'm guessing, I mean, we've all had challenges in our career. Basically, have you had some, and how have you dealt with them?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we could talk about challenges for about 4 hours. I'll try and keep it brief. I think, again, I would preface this by saying that I'm aware that I sort of am coming from a privileged background and I've had so many amazing opportunities given to me. But that doesn't mean it's always kind of been the easiest of journeys. And I think one really big thing is constantly being told you're doing the wrong thing and you're making the wrong decisions. Again, I think we've had this conversation a little bit via social media earlier as well. I think every step of the way, even from the age of like 9, being told, no, you have to focus. And me as a 9-year-old saying, but I don't want to focus. I want to try different instruments before I decide on the right one. And that has never stopped. And I was told that I shouldn't take up the organ because I'm female, and that's a whole sort of different kettle of fish. And then I was told that I was making the wrong decision going to be a director of music because I should go to conservatoire instead. And then I was told that social media is wrong. And it's exhausting. Yeah. It's really exhausting feeling like every single choice you make is wrong. And you have to justify it to yourself and say, actually, no, I know the sort of path that I want to take, and I think this might be the right way to do it. We're not always right, but you have to learn to make the choices for yourself and not always listen.
It can be hard. I think also it's very easy to, you know, to see the way people see you. Sometimes you're going to think that's the only way. Like, and sometimes people are going to, for me personally, I had either professors or who kind of showed me a way, guided me to a way and said, you know, that's basically, that's who you are. Mm. And it's very easy to just believe that and just go with that. Even though deep inside, you know, that's not what I wanted, but maybe you think, that's the only thing I can do. And I think it takes a lot of courage to actually say, well, do you know what? No, you maybe see me doing this, but no, that's not what I want to do. I want to do this. And, you know, sometimes you're going to fall and it's not going to work, but at least it was your own choice. And at the end of the day, like that's,
But it's about finding your musical identity as well, I guess, because I think like no one else can find that for you. Yeah. And yes, teachers can help you on the way to figuring out who you want to be as a musician and can give you guidance. But ultimately, it has to be what you believe in.
Yeah.
And if it's anything other than that, or if you're trying to copy someone else, or just do what you're told, then that comes across to an audience instantly. And I think it's a really liberating thing as a musician when you do find that bit of you that you care so deeply about and you start sharing it with an audience.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you find really what you wanted, I think the difference is that even if there's hard times, when it really is what you want and you feel really good about it, then the hard times are not as bad in a way, like it's, you know, it's just the whole process is made much more rewarding. Okay, next question I've got is, who has inspired you? So any woman in music, composers, musicians, somebody that you looked up to?
There are loads. it's really hard. There are so many people. And I think also the thing I would say is that I feel really inspired, not just by women in music, but by women in my life. And you just, part of being a woman in the world in the 21st century is the fact that like the challenges we face are not just limited to our career, right? It's kind of every day. And so the first like people that I want to just talk about are like my best friend and my manager, both of whom are the strongest people I have ever met. And I just love the fact they don't take any nonsense. And I'm trying to learn from them. And I'm quite kind of like, oh, I'm so sorry. And if they disagree with something, they just say, I disagree with you. Yeah. And I'm trying to sort of learn from that. So I just wanted to sort of give them a little shout out. But a couple of musicians, firstly, Nikki Benedetti, because I think like she just devotes so much of her life to creating opportunities and sharing like pure joy for music, which I have a lot of respect for. And then there's this amazing jazz singer called Melody Gardot. Do you know her? Yeah. I'm absolutely obsessed with her. I have been since I was about 16. And she was in a bike accident when she was, I think, 19. And that's how she came to music. And it was kind of all part of her healing and the music therapy. And I think this whole idea of taking something really bad and making it positive and turning it around. I find that really inspirational. What about you?
I think we share one with Nikki Benedetti, definitely. And I've met her a few times and then played for her once, which was absolutely amazing. And she's great and just so down to earth. And she just, like, especially when she talks about music and when she shares the music, it's just like, she's, you know, like, at the same level as everyone. It's just so nice. Yeah. It's really nice because it makes you inspired. Similarly, I think also quite a few people within, you know, also within my life, like my mum, for example, who on a similar level, like really showed me how to be strong and to just stand up for myself and to turn around any situation that were bad. Like she'd never... Every time she wakes up with a smile and with the fact that you'll be happy you're alive. And whenever there is something that goes wrong, just, you know, she always says, like, every problem is a gift. You're just sometimes just so wrapped that you don't know how to open it. And I've really tried to kind of keep that on. She's been a great inspiration. So. And lastly, and for me, it's one of my, I think, the most important questions, actually. What would you say to younger girls starting music, or I could say, what would you wish to have known when you were starting? Because I feel like that is so important.
I feel like there is so much that can be said. And I guess it links back to the whole challenges thing. I think being aware that even though we all want to sort of think the best of people, not everyone is going to be in your corner the whole time. And that's okay. People aren't always going to agree with you. And that's okay. People are going to criticize you. And that is okay. So start doing it for yourself, not for those other people. And similarly, in terms of trying to make the right decisions, get a group of people around you who you trust. Yeah. You trust with absolutely everything, and they know where you're trying to, what you're trying to achieve, what you're trying to do, and they will build you up when you need building up. But they will also turn around to you and be honest and say, you know what, that is a bad idea. Yeah. Yeah. Like that, I think, is one of the most important things. It can be a really lonely thing being a musician, being in the public eye, but being a musician, a classical musician, trying to make the right decisions is really hard, and having people who can help you make them is really important.
It's huge, yeah. Having people you trust and who are there from the beginning is a great thing. Absolutely, I agree. That's amazing advice. Thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, not at all. Thanks for having me.
It's really a pleasure, and you're so inspiring, honestly. And I just find it amazing, like, the way you've talked about, especially about social media, and the way you've grown on platforms like TikTok, which is just such a new platform, and especially with the organ, which is not an instrument that we see a lot, and definitely not on TikTok. And it's just been really, really, like, really inspiring to see all of that. So thank you so much for being here, chatting to you in real life. It's been really, really inspiring.
Oh, not at all. Good luck with the album. I'm so excited to hear that.